Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Oh, pressure is mounting on Crystal Palace as they remain without a Premier League win or goal this season. In their sixth defeat, they were thrashed 5-0 at Manchester City ahead of playing Manchester United next week. City stay top on goal difference. Manager Pep Guardiola
tell me more.
Their home games like they did last season.
I have a feeling that this season, the first four, five, or six teams in the Premier League, they are going to lose a few games.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Again, at home, I score five goals again, like Liverpool we did, because last season we dropped our chances, minimum chances to win the Premier League or be there until the end at home.
United boss Jose Mourinho says he doesn't know why he was sent to the stands late on in their 1-0 victory at Southampton.
They
remain unbeaten in domestic football this season and sit second in the table ahead of Chelsea in third. Brighton host Newcastle in the day's only Premier League game. In the Championship's only match today, Sheffield Wednesday host Sheffield United in the Steel City Derby. Oh. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Here we go, let's be having you. Good morning.
Classic tracks, new music.
Is it?
This is Virgin Radio.
Morning, dear listener, the last one from me for the foreseeable, so let's make it peppy, shall we? We're looking for good bands with a crap name. I'll start the Beach Boys, and I'm giving away rock groups. Who do you want?
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Here we go. Open the right microphone on your last show. Well, open the right one. Here we go. It's Sunday morning. We're all a little bit, how can we put this? Tired, I think is the word. So, why do you expect me to get things right? A, I'm tired. B, I'm an idiot. 0333-00-0333-00 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Busy show this evening. It may be the last from me, but boy, oh boy, Virgin Radio goes from strength to strength, and we're making the show very peppy today. Three things I got for you to start with, and then we've got more as well. What are the three things? Hang on. Oh, yeah. Good band, crap name, The Beach Boys. For all of you on Twitter suggesting The Beatles, no. It's a great name. I'm also going to talk about pop shows, your favourite pop shows throughout history. I always had a soft spot for The White Room with Mark Radcliffe. Remember that? And it's the great rock and roll giveaway. I am giving away rock bands. Phone up and claim your rock band. And that means if you, for example, if you were to claim the Foo Fighters, I don't know why you would. But it means if you ever hear the Foo Fighters on the radio, you can phone up that radio station and demand £5. You own them, guys. Let's go to DeMarkey.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, DeMarkey.
It's DeMarkey, but it's all right.
DeMarkey? Well, say it again. Yeah. Say the last syllable.
K-A-Y.
No, but you're spelling it. I would say that key. DeMarkey.
DeMarkey.
DeMarkey, I like it. Listen, man, you're a classy guy, and I come from the mean streets of Slough, okay? We're speaking a different language. You're obviously very, very posh, and I'm very, very common.
I'm just well-spoken.
Good for you. Good for you.
And I've got a good radio voice.
You've got an excellent radio... Oh, hang on. Have we got a wannabe here?
No, I'm actually head of production for my school's radio station, Music Choice, at the Noble Academy.
Well, look at you, guy. You'll be the way things are going in the radio industry. You'll be running this place next.
Although, thing is, with the radio industry,
we're getting heavy now.
It's not that diverse. It's not that I'm a young black boy.
No,
it's quite hard for me to
get
into the radio industry.
DeMarkey,
yeah.
I know, it's all white, middle-aged men, and I, for one, say thank God for that, otherwise I'd never get a look in. I'm glad you laughed because I am, of course, joking. It's one of my bugbears that it is all white middle-aged men. There's very few black people, very few people of different ethnicities. And how many women can you name that present radio shows? Anyway, it's 8 minutes past 10 on a Sunday. Let's not get too political. What have you got for us?
I like to name the rock band. I'm not sure if this is really rock, but I'm going to say Metallica.
Oh, come, dude, they're yours. They're yours. What are you going to do with them?
Get them to perform with Coldplay and take that in a mega band.
You've just lost all credibility that you might have had. Get them to play with Coldplay and take that in a mega band? I hope you never work in this industry, DeMarkey. Have a good Sunday, mate. Bye-bye.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh. To the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left
La la. Oh, hang on a minute. Let me get the number right, for goodness sakes. Oh, 333 00 333 00 333 00 333 00 333. Good morning, Alan Caddick.
Good morning, Ian.
Would you like
to
claim
for your last show?
I'm feeling peppy. That's how I'm feeling. It's going to be a darn good one this morning, guys. Make sure. I should have said this at the start. If you're taping this show, if you tape the charts last week, or if you taped Tony Blackburn during the week, tape over it. Get that tape and record over it. I swear to God, this is going to be the one. Would you like to claim a rock band?
Oh, yes, mate, and I'd like to talk about music show as well.
You can, let's claim your rock band first, Alan.
I'm going to go for the Foo Fighters.
Oh, you idiot. What was your, I'm casting our memories back to remember some of the greatest television music shows of all time. What was yours?
The Tube.
Here's the thing, I never watched The Tube. You're younger than me, you wouldn't have watched The Tube, would you?
I watched the very first episode on 5th of November 1982 on Channel 4.
And what were you wearing? What were you wearing?
I was in my nappy because I was a baby.
Well, flipping heck, mate. Well, you say you were in your nappy because you were a baby. Who knows? There are some men that pay top dollar to still wear those things. Okay, well, do you actually remember it?
Well, vaguely. But I remember Bully Yates was on maternity leave in 1985 and Leslie Ash covered.
Oh! Thank you, Alan. Let's go to Dredge. Morning, Dredge. Which band would you like?
Well, I do actually need a backing band, so can I have the Attractions?
Yo! Poor old Elvis Costello out on his own. You've got them.
Yeah, what's he going to do, though? That's the trouble. Yep. I suppose he could play acoustic.
He could play acoustic, or he could go back to doing what he did before and become a waiter. I'm writing these down, by the way, as if I'm going to do something with this other than put it in the bin, bang on 1 o'clock. But I'm writing these down for the moment. So, yes, Dredge, you own the... Why do you need a backing band?
Well, because I'm writing some songs, you see.
Ah.
And I'm going to sing them, and I'd look a bit of a fool just stood there by myself.
Would you like to sing a song now?
If I ruled the world, every day would be the first. I'm influenced by Harry Secombe.
Okie doke. Isn't that funny? I was doing Harry Secombe impressions in my car yesterday to myself. I was, in fact, I was doing, I was, because that's the only song everyone knows. I was going, if I ruled the world. That was just in my car on my own, making myself laugh a lot.
Well, that's interesting, but the question is, why do you think the Beatles is a good name?
Oh, shut up, man. For a start, it was named by a man who came down on a flaming pie. And,
I'll give you that.
And
you that.
It's a pun on the word... It's a double pun. It's like the crickets, and it's a pun on the word beat music. So it's a double pun.
It's very good. I like it. I've decided I like that name.
Reg,
now.
You've got the Attractions. Be happy with those. Strange when you're a stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. The streets are under when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. Strange, when you're strange.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Okay, it's an important thing today. Here we go. Great bands with a terrible name, okay? 0333 00 00 00, and we're giving away rock bands. You want a rock band, they're yours. And it also means you have ownership over the members of that band as well. So if you, for example, if Caddick was to see the Foo Fighters walking down the street, I don't know, maybe they're just coming out of Lidl or Spa or something, he could ask, not Dave Grohl, but one of the others, he can ask them to give him a piggyback. Let's go to Dom. Morning, Dom. Dom? 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 Hang on, let me try again. Morning, Dom.
That's Ian Lee, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Sing Hosannas. There we go.
Oh, my God. You starred in Thumb Bandits, didn't you?
Yeah, I did star in Thumb Bandits.
Oh,
yes,
What was that film you starred in? Was it Beyond Borders? Yeah, we know she kissed you.
For those who don't know, Dom, not everyone is up on my CV. I starred in a movie with Angelina Jolie. I believe it's on Netflix.
Oh, I'm so pleased I finally found you. I'm going to listen to you every single week.
Oh,
brilliant.
Mate, listen to this bit of music I meant to play under. Listen to this. This is a great bit of music. We should be playing this as a song, not as a bed. Here we go. Hang on.
At the left.
And it does. 12-inch remix, buddy. That's what we got going on here. The 12-inch remix. Which band would you like to claim, Dom?
Big Frank and Little Frank, please.
It's not a rock group.
There's more than one member. It's a group.
It's not. No. Can't have them.
That's ridiculous.
I'm one hard-nosed bee, and I set the rules. You're not having them.
I am never going to listen to you on Virgin Radio ever again.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to Philip. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very well, Philip. What have you got for us this morning?
Just like to say, my son just turned 8 this week.
Oh, happy birthday to your son.
He's got a big smile on his face.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I can't believe I waited until now, yesterday actually, to play him Queen's Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, man, the drive was just brilliant. And we ended up watching Flash Gordon last night.
Oh, thank Gordon's alive.
Yeah, yeah.
What a lot of fun.
I'll have Queen, please.
Yeah, what you want to own them?
I do.
Okay, because interestingly, it could be argued they're a great band with a terrible name.
Yeah, yeah, oh, definitely, yeah.
Yep. Well, anything else, Philip?
No, that's all for today. I just want to wish you all the luck for the future in whatever you manage to pursue and find work-wise.
Shut up, you absolutely.
All the best.
Thanks very much, Philip. That really is touching. Don't worry. But I don't know who's in next week, but there won't be 3 hours of silence. Don't you worry. The hits will keep on coming. 0333 00 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music. Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Radio.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Sonic Matter! good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
Tracks.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
Oh, 333-00-333-00 is the telephone number. Let's go to Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Darren.
Hello again. How are you today, lovely?
Very well, thank you, Darren. Would you like to claim a rock group?
The sun's so bright today. It's great.
It's a bright, sunny day, and it's virtually October. It's nearly Christmas. Only 36 days until Christmas.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is it... Hello?
Hello, Darren.
Oh, can I have a band, please?
Yes, sir. What would you like?
Can I have the California Raisins? They're a really good rock band. Can I have them, please?
What? From the what did they sing? Remind me what the California Raisins sang.
California Raisin Show. That was about it. That's all I remember. But they were raisins with arms, and they used to play like...
They did. I do remember them. I do. Just sing it again.
California Raisin Show.
They're yours, Darren. You own the California Raisins. Morning, G.
Good morning.
What you got for us, boss?
I'd like a band, please.
Yeah, go on. What band would you like?
Can I have Hipswear, please?
Who?
Hipswear.
What?
Hipswear.
You just put two words together to...
No, seriously, I haven't.
That is the...
actual band.
No. You must be phoning up for the crap band names phone-in. That is a terrible name. Hipsway. You might as well... I'm going to start a band called Legwalk or Hand Grab.
Oh, can I have Legwalk, please?
Of course you can, sir. You've got Legwalk. By the way, Hand Grab, that's not a bad name. Morning, Sally.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Sally.
Hello. Can I have a band and bad band name?
Bad name. Yes, go.
Okay. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch for the bad name.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, yeah, I did this a couple of years ago. I think... Dave D, Dozy, Beak and Mick and Titch, they're an interesting band because I think there are about four Dozies. I think Dozy kept leaving and they had to get a new Dozy. Imagine you join... Yeah, you can join the band, but we're going to call you Dozy. Oh, fine. Yeah, terrible band name. Yep.
And bands I want, can I have Green Day, please?
Oh, mate, you can have them. You can take them. Do what you want.
Oh, thank you.
Just as long as I don't have to listen to them anymore. Oh, Sally, you mucky pup. Dearie me. 0333 00 0333 00. We're also talking about what was the best music television show of all time. Does anyone else remember Bedroom TV? Am I the only person that remembers... Oh, I like this. This is a good song. Am I the only one that remembers Bedroom TV? It was about 10 years ago, and you could film yourself making a pop video, and then you could send it to them, and they'd play it on the telly. And I filmed loads of videos of me in a balaclava dancing to Beyoncé songs. Anyone else? No? Just me? Just me on that one. Oh, dear. Everything is just got to start. Got a scar. I guess you got everything now. Every space in your head is filled up with the things that you read. I guess you got everything now. Every film that you've ever seen Dear listener, so we're giving away for free bands. You want a band? DeMarque has got Metallica, but then I'm tempted. If anyone else wants to claim Metallica from DeMarco, I'm kind of tempted to give it away again, because when I asked him what he would do with them, he said he'd get them to play with Coldplay and Take That and form a supergroup with Coldplay. Are you nuts? And also, you know, the owners of Coldplay and Take That may not be happy with that, DeMarco. Caddick's got the Foo Fighters. Dredger's got the Attractions. Dom's got Nobody. Philip has Queen. Darren has the California Raisins. There's a reference for the 15-year-olds. G has got Legwalk. And Sally has got Green Day. Who would you like, dear listener? 0333 00 0333 00.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab.
In your side, I'll wait.
sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you. Storm, we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you, with or without you.
Is it now? Another 2 hours of this to go, and then I am home to try and fix a computer that apparently doesn't work. Fun Sunday for me, guys. 0333 00 0333 00. Which band would you like to claim? You'll be judged on it. Trust me, you'll be judged. News. Sports is what we listen for, guys. Sports,
Steel
here we
City
go.
Derby since 2012 yes. is taking place today. Sheffield Wednesday hosts Sheffield United.
Sheffield,
kick
Sheffield.
Off at 1:15.
Sheffield,
United
Sheffield
boss Chris
Derby.
Wilder says he doesn't care about the club's record in the fixture, just this afternoon's game at Hillsborough.
This is a new chapter. This is us being in the division for the first time in 6 years.
Yes.
Renewing our proud rivalry against, you know, our near neighbours and opponents. So.
Yes.
We want to make new memories. We want to make, you know, new heroes out
memories
the players.
Are made
today's
of
only
this.
Premier League game says Chris Hughton take on one of his former clubs. Brighton host Newcastle at 4. In boxing, Huey Fury failed in his attempt at a world title as New Zealand's Joseph Parker retained his WBO heavyweight championship with a controversial points win at the Manchester Arena. Meanwhile, Luke Campbell lost in his WBA lightweight fight against Jorge Linares. And NFL returns to Wembley this afternoon for the first of four matches to be played in London Boston this season. Annual visitors, the Jacksonville Jaguars, take on the Baltimore Ravens.
All memories.
At
can
2
I, p.m. Sportsman, can
that's
I
your
talk,
latest sports
hello,
news.
Can I talk
powered
to you?
By Talk
Jeez,
Sport.
Talk to me! Classic. Aren't all memories old? This is Virgin. Aren't they? Busy first hour. You think that was busy? You wait till the third hour. Second hour, not quite so busy. 0333 00 bands, good bands with crap names, and the best music shows what you do remember. Old memories, new memories.
Get me wrong. If I'm looking kind of dazzled, I see neon lights. Whenever you walk by, don't get me wrong. You say hello and I take a ride.
Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the new national anthem, it's Elbow. should be the new national anthem. I'd kneel to this. Down on one knee. So it's if you're watching on Periscope, you'll realise I can't sing. But in my head, I sound just like the best singers in the world. Hey, listen, I just found this brilliant album online. 60s to 70s Japanese instrumental cinema funk. Yeah, it'll do with it. Let's go to them phones. Gary?
Good morning.
You idiot. Yes, Gary!
Yeah. You know how phone calls are sometimes very important? Like, you know, if you make a phone call from prison, I'm not doing that. I'm calling...
Hang on a minute. Why would a phone call from prison be important unless it's check that the van's outside for the getaway?
But, you know, like, people rank a phone call, like, you know...
They do what? Call, like, what did you just say?
They rank.
Wow, that was a near miss. Who rank? No, I don't know. You're speaking in riddles. Who ranks phone calls?
Well, like the
who are these phone call rankers?
Like people who make memories and things like that.
You're dribbling words out of your nose. But carry on. I like.
I've come out of church to call you. Aren't you privileged?
Flippin' it! You have come out of a church. To
yep,
call me. Wow.
Yeah.
In this case, I'm going to say it. This show's bigger than Jesus. There we go. Now, what could possibly go wrong with a statement like that, John Lennon?
Yeah. But what happened to him?
Yes, exactly. I'm fascinated. The two things in Beatles folklore, three things in Beatles history that really fascinate me, right? Paul is dead.
Yep.
The whole we're bigger than Jesus thing and Magic Alex. Magic Alex was their Greek... bullshiner who said, oh, I can't do a Greek accent very well. He said, I can make you a 78-track studio. He claimed he could invent all these things, and he got loads of money, and he couldn't invent anything.
He's what we call a swindler.
Well, I think...
I can't speak today.
Hang on, I think... I'm not sure if he's dead or not. If he's dead, then yes, we do call him that. If he's alive, then we say no, of course not.
Of course not.
He was just ahead of the curve. So why have you stuck two fingers up at the Lord? What have you got for us?
A, I'm going to burn in hell.
Yep.
And B, the bad band names.
Yeah, go on.
The.
Well, I did say great bands with a bad name. The are not a great band, but it is a terrible... Yes, it is a terrible band name. But do you know what, Gary? Because I'm feeling generous. You know I'm giving away bands.
Oh, yeah.
You can have the.
Oh.
Thanks very much for calling. Morning, Kyle.
Morning, boss. You all right?
I am tippity... No, not tippity-poo. Was it tickety-boo? That's what I am. I'm tickety-boo. Bless you.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. I was ringing up for a band, if I could.
Go on. Who do you want, Kyle?
I'd quite like the Commotions, but not Lloyd Cole.
Oh, this is...
Just the Commotions.
Okay, well, there'll be a commotion in the dressing room afterwards when they tell him. Why would you like the Commotions?
Well, what I was thinking is like a modern-day reboot of The Goodies, where we just go around getting into hilarious scrapes, like painting and decorating, maybe going to have some ice cream at the end, but basically just have a good time.
With the Commotions?
Yeah.
Name a commotion.
What, apart from Lloyd Cole?
He's not. Lloyd Cole isn't a commotion. It's Lloyd Cole and the Commotion, so he's a separate entity. Name a commotion.
John.
Sorry?
John.
John. John Commotion, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, fair play, you passed the test, you're absolutely right. Kyle, they're yours. Thanks, mate.
Cheers,
ta-ta, bye. Ta-ta. John Commotion, sure, why not? 0333 00 is the telephone number. This is Virgin Radio.
Kicked around.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Surprisingly, no one's claimed the Stereophonics. Bands that have gone so far: Metallica, the Foo Fighters, the Attractions, Queen, the California Raisins, Legwalk, Green Day, the and the Commotions. You want a band? You got to call in. There we go. 0333 00 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you can come on the air and you can win your very own rock band. Good morning, Lee!
Hi, sorry I can't take your call right now. Please do leave a message and I'll try and get back to you.
What
if you don't leave a message,
hell?
There's no way I can contact you.
What?
Thanks very much.
What the hell is this?
After you finish your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
This guy's going to get a knuckle sandwich. Lee, where the hell are you? You phoned up my radio show, and I'm trying to go out in style. It's all been very, very peppy for the first hour and 24 minutes, and you've brought my show to a standstill. Dear God, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Haven't you heard this show is bigger than Jesus, just like the Beatles were? Shame on you, boy. Shame on you. Well, that's that sorted. Also. Oh, by the way, I've got to say. Yesterday, two amazing things. The first thing first, then the second thing. I went and saw The Ferryman. Have you seen The Ferryman? Or The Ferryman? I don't know how you... The play. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It was good. Paddy Considine in it. It was fantastic. Yes, we were in the circle, and yes, tickets were 70 quid each. 70 quid for a play. But I'm going to be honest, I was blown away. It was a long one. It was about 3.5 hours with only one interval, but it flew by like that. It was wonderful. Secondly, last night, thank you to everybody who came to the Big Green Bookshop in Wood Green. Now, if you're thinking, well, that shop rings a bell, the guy that runs it, Simon, is the guy who was, about 6 months ago, was tweeting all of Harry Potter to Piers Morgan, because Piers had said it was a load of rubbish and he never read it, so he was tweeting him. He got up to quite far into the book, and then other people took over. But last night, I did a performance art piece called Lights Out, where about 40 people came and lay on the floor. The brave ones lay on the floor. The not-so-brave sat on chairs. And we were in complete darkness, and I surfed the radio. I played the radio waves for an hour from around the world, and I'm going to be honest, I loved it. I had the time of my life. I really got into it in the last 25 minutes, and I got into a groove. If you missed it, I might do some more around the country, but if you want to listen to the audio collage that is very reminiscent, I would suggest, of Revolution 9, except this one's listenable. If you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/rabbithole, you'll be able to listen to it there. What a joy!
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Try to keep you close to me, but I got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rub our bikes into the sky.
Let me
Virgin Radio.
I'm going to say it because no one else will. The Beastie Boys. Great band. Lousy name. Lousy name. The Beastie Boys. No, no, no. Great band. Lousy name. This is great. This is Japanese funk from the 60s. Wow. Maybe 70s. Lee, good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Lee. Despite your efforts to crash my show and ruin the network that is Virgin, I am very well.
How did I do that?
Well, I phoned you up and it went straight to your answer phone.
Oh. I must have missed that. No signal.
Well, no, that's not true because it rang. So there was
it will do, won't it?
No, it won't. If there's no signal, it won't ring like four or five times, you pudding.
Well, it says no service on it now. I don't know.
I tell you what. I wonder if there's going to be any service with it when I shove it up your backside, sunshine. Less your lip. Let's get to the call.
I'd phone you and be friendly.
In that case, peace, brother. Peace and love. What you got for us, Lee?
Can I have a band, please?
Of course you can. Who would you like?
Can I have the Men with the Whiskers? Can I have ZZ Top, please?
Oh, mate. Yeah, of course you can. They are yours. What are you going to do with those guys?
I'm going to find out how you grow such a wonderful beard.
I do wonder, because I've got a beard again, and after a while it just kind of looks a mess, so I pay a man to trim it.
Why not a woman?
No, exactly. Why would you? Thank you, Lee. Morning, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine. What have you got for us this morning?
I'd like to claim a ban.
I think you... Well, let me just go through the list. Amarque, Caddick, Drake... With the possible exception of Caddick, because we're not sure, you're the first woman this morning. Well done.
Thank you.
Which band would you like, Catherine?
I have a few, but I'm going to pick...
Yes.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Again, what do you think of the name Red Hot Chili Peppers? Is it a good name?
I love it.
All right, they're fair play. They're your band. Now, listen, I've got to make this clear. This isn't just a fun, frivolous thing where, if people phone up and say band names. You now own the Red Hot Chili Peppers. All of the members, past, present, and indeed future. If the Red Hot Chili Peppers were around your house now, what would you get them to do?
Probably clean my chicken shed out for me.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I wasn't expect. If I'm being honest with you, dear listener, I love to be honest. I wasn't expecting that response. And by the way, Catherine, of course, is the second woman because we had Sally on earlier on. I can only apologise. Good morning, Bon.
Good morning. How the hell are you?
Oh, mate, I am full of vim and indeed full of vigour, although straight after this show I have to go back to my house and try and fix a computer. I got a phone call yesterday as I was sat down in the theatre. The computer doesn't work. So I've got to go back and try and fix it. I don't know how to fix a computer. I'm not a genius.
Have you tried switching off and switching it back on again?
That will be my very, very first thing. Then I shall sit there and look at it, and then I'll Google how to fix a computer on my telephone.
I say, not on your computer, then.
No, exactly. What do you want, Bob?
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought I'd call in. First time I listened to your show, and I thought I'd listen to some more after this.
Well...
This is the last one of these,
but let me just say, guys, this is coming to an end, but you can listen to me weekdays from 10 o'clock in the night on Talk Radio. 10 o'clock Monday to Friday on Talk Radio. And listen, they'll have somebody much better than me doing this slot next week. Don't you worry.
I think
they're going to hire a professional. That's certainly what I've suggested to the bosses. A professional.
No, someone who knows what they're doing.
Yes, that's what we need.
Anyway, I think I'd like to... I hope there's a double header, as it were. I'd like to claim a band.
Yep, go on.
And also give you a... Oh, no, I got this wrong. Alien Ant Farm.
Sorry?
Alien Ant Farm.
You want to claim Alien Ant Farm?
Yeah, but then again, they're a rubbish band as well, aren't they? With a rubbish name. Never mind, I got that wrong.
It's too late. I mean... I feel sorry for, for the confused, like Bond. I don't know what that was about either. 0333 00 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. And the end of this next song, I think, sounds like Cardiacs. Cardiacs are light. Let's not get carried away. But it's definitely got an element to it.
Don't make a sound.
story blew. The star burned out. Sun coming up, but it don't look now.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Listener, 0333 00 000. Lots to talk about. We're giving away bands. You want a band, phone up, they're yours. If you think you deserve one of the bands that's already gone. I mean, we could get a little bit. Great bands, crap names. The Beach Boys, for me, I mean, really, it's a stinky name. There was talk of them in about 1971 changing their name to, are you ready? Beach. Yeah, yeah, I know, imagine. Hey, I'm off to see Beach. Also, I want to know the best pop shows of all time on television. On television, they're going to make a new pop. I don't think, are there any pop shows on mainstream television anymore? I don't think there are. They're gonna make a new one for the kids. It's going to be for the kids. I used to love The White Room with Mark Radcliffe. Do you remember that? I used to enjoy that. I remember a wonderful performance at the height of Britpop with Ray Davies and Damon Albarn singing Waterloo Sunset. It was really great. Really, really great. I enjoyed that. Also, it's like the chart show, although every week you'd be keeping your fingers crossed. It would be the indie charts. If it was the dance charts, you were disappointed. You could just about tolerate rock, but you wanted the indie charts. And boy, oh boy, what a week for showbiz news. Wilmot Brown's back in EastEnders. Wilmot Brown! Have you seen him? I mean, the last 25 years have not been kind to him. I think he was in prison, wasn't he? He was in... they've not been kind to him. Yeah, and alive, that is one. His face looks like a... it looks like a ball sack, if I'm honest. If I'm honest with you. Good for him, though. Good for him. Back in work. It's great that the EastEnders are giving a chance to reformed criminals. 0333 00333. Only another 70 minutes of me here on this station. John Jackson will be on at 1 o'clock. I can see him bustling into the office now. Very keen. Very keen. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
Well, dear listener, it's nearly time to say happy afternoon as we move on from the morning. Another hour of this to go. 0333 00 0333 00 is the telephone number. This is Virgin.
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Pressure is mounting on Crystal Palace as they remain without a Premier League win or goal this season. In their sixth defeat, they were thrashed 5-0 at Manchester City ahead of playing Manchester United next week.
Really?
City stay top on goal difference. Manager Pep Guardiola says they're not wasting their home games like they did last season.
I have a feeling that this season, the first four or five teams in the Premier League, they are going to lose a few games. But it's so important, again, at home, to score five goals again. Like Liverpool we did, because last season we dropped our chances, minimum chances to win the Premier League or be there until the end at home.
United boss Jose Mourinho says he doesn't know why he was sent to the stands late on in their 1-0 victory at Southampton.
Yeah.
They remain unbeaten in domestic football this season and sit second in the table ahead of Chelsea in third.
Yes.
Brighton host Newcastle in the day's only Premier League game in the Championship's only match
today. Yes.
Sheffield Wednesday host Sheffield United
can I ask
in the Steel City Derby.
Sports, can
That's
I ask you a question?
Sports
can
news
I ask you a question?
By Talk
Don't Sport. Go! He's not even listening to me. Aha. Is anybody?
Classic tracks.
Classic.
New music. Virgin Radio.
I may be busy for the next 55 minutes. I've just found out there was a Gong Show movie. You know the Gong Show? There was a movie of the Gong Show? I think I've just found my next project, dear listener. 0333 00 0033 00 still giving away bands with crap names that were great bands and your favourite music television show.
Baby, you've been going so crazy lately, nothing seems to be going right. So low, why'd you have to get so low? Your soul, you've been waiting in the sun too long. But if you sing, 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 for the rain won't
today that I say
tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Let's start living dangerously.
So, here's a reference for the teenagers listening to the show. There's a picture of the Green Goddess. The Green Goddess. You remember her? No, not the fire engine that was used by the army when the fire brigade went on strike. God, I had to stretch back to get that, and I'm still not totally sure I got the facts correct. But the lady, the Green Goddess lady. Now, let's just say, bearing in mind, it's happy afternoon. It's 13 minutes past 12 on a Sunday. The Green Goddess played a very important part in a lot of adolescent boys' lives, OK? I said that I met Bucks Fizz this week, right, or the Fizz, as we're supposed to call them, but there's 75% of the members of Bucks Fizz in there. To me, they're Bucks Fizz. And I said that to Jay Aston. I said, Jay, you were very important to me as a teenage boy growing up. Then I realised what I basically just said to her in a very posh way. I'm off to see them tonight. Yeah, this is how's this for Virgin Radio presenters? I'm off to see Bucks Fizz tonight. Anyway, so the Green Goddess was kind of like a Mr. Motivator of her time. Or who was the other one? Mad Lizzie. Mad Lizzie. Well, there's a picture of the Green Goddess now, and I mean, she still looks incredible. I just forget that people on telly get older. She's 78 now. She said the Green Goddess is nearly 80 years old. Diana Moran. Oh, man alive. What a national treasure, Diana Moran. I am saluting you. And so are the 12 other people listening to this who are old enough to know who you are. It was a weird thing, wasn't it, on breakfast television that from the early days of it in this country, that they thought we'd want to do exercises. No, 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 we just want you on to drown out the noise of our dull, depressing, self-hating lives. Don't do exercises on screen, for crying out loud. O-triple-three-double-O-triple-three-double-O-triple-three-double-O-triple-three. Those are some of the numbers on display this morning. Oh, shut up, Ian, it's Visage.
Devenir un gris. Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Said never give up, son. Just look how good Cassie has become. Mohammed, Mahatma, and Nelson. Not scared to be strong.
I mean, what if they say I'm no good? What if they say get out of here, kid? You got no future.
Now you can run.
Could be the new Ollie of music, probably, instead of doing it just as a hobby like these boys told me to. I guess you either watch the show or you show and prove. Prove it to them or you prove it to yourself. But honestly, it's better if you do it for yourself. Never complacent until we hit the oasis. One life don't waste it, feel my heart racing. Success, I taste it. Ah, we on the verge of getting every single thing that we deserve.
Can't go wrong.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Radio.
Black fly in your shirt.
pardon, eh? It's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic?
Really need to clear my throat, so excuse me. There we go, that's better. That is a whole lot better. Happy afternoon, last 30 minutes of the show, dear listener. If you want to give me a call and claim your band, 0333-00333-00 is the telephone number. Now, this story from the newspapers, the Sunday newspapers, the Sunday Mirror, let's be precise, disgusts me. Have a listen to this. A resident fed up with people parking outside his house to avoid airport fees, got his own back by wrapping a car in cling film. I mean, guys, if you don't want people to park outside your house, don't live near an airport. No. Either way, no. Anyway, there's the car there with cling film all over it. Neil Junglas, 36, who lives just 2 miles from Liverpool's John Lennon Airport, saw red when a couple left their Skoda there on Tuesday and jumped into a waiting taxi with two suitcases. Neil says there has since been no room for him to park outside his own home. Obviously, they just wanted some free parking, he said. I thought I'd leave them a nice surprise for when they got back. Now, am I alone in thinking this guy's an idiot? I mean, if there's no double yellow lines there, there's no dipped curb, so people are allowed to park there. I mean, you don't, here's the thing, You don't own the bit of road outside your house, you muppet. Merseyside police said the car is not illegally parked, so they can do nothing about it. The cling film-clad Skoda has now become a local attraction. This man should go to prison. It's vandalism.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Tainted love. Tainted.
Happy afternoon, Fred.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, thank you very much indeed.
You got home all right?
You got home all right?
No, did you get home all right?
No! Yes! Yes, I did get home all right. I got home all right. Fred came to the wonderful silliness that was me playing the radio in the dark last night. Yes, I got home. We went and had some food, and then I got home to bed and went to sleep and thought, gosh, that was a silly old evening, wasn't it?
It was good though, wasn't it?
It was all right, I think.
And just remember, it's nobody's fault.
What's nobody's fault? What?
That's what the man said.
Oh, yeah,
his wife.
Yeah, that is what. Oh God. So yeah, you remind. Well, we were this thing last night. We were just flicking through the radio for an hour and playing bits of radio, and then there was one bit where it was this old boy talking about. And I've got to be careful because it's a Sunday afternoon, but talking about a foot fetish that him and his wife shared, and then he dropped the bombshell. Well, next week it'll be 7 years to the day that she died, but it was nobody's fault. Now that's a weird thing to say. Approaching the anniversary of your spouse's death. It was nobody's fault. Unless it was somebody's fault. That's a weird thing to flag up, Fred. People are weird, aren't they?
I'm going to remember that. That's going to be... Yeah, well, I suppose we all are.
Fred, while you're here, do you want to claim a band?
Well, I was thinking that... Oh, hang on. I was thinking that, but I don't know much about them. It's all too modern for me, so would you like to allocate one to me?
Yep, you can have the Mersey Beats. How about that?
That sounds okay. A bit modern for me. I'm a bit earlier than that, really, but okay.
I'm afraid that's the name that got drawn. I tell you what, you can have Bill Haley and the Comets. How about that?
Do you know, I love them, but I didn't like to say that to you.
It's a dirty word. Thank you, Fred. Bill Haley and the Comets. Oh, those words stick in the back of my throat. Oh, dear God.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
I wanna run away no more.
who's joined the Periscope chat. Not the last 7 minutes. It's the first 7 minutes of the next chapter. Combo is in the house. My spirit was sapping slightly. Now it's raised. Thank you, everyone who's watching on Periscope. Here's something for you guys. Body-conscious Brits have launched a stampede for cosmetic surgery. Yes, this is live for the people asking on Periscope. To look the best and youngest... Hang on. Body-conscious Brits have launched a stampede for cosmetic surgery to look their best and youngest in time for Christmas. Well, hang on. I looked my youngest at Christmas 1973 because I was zero. I was like, I was five, six months old. So even if I had plastic surgery, I wouldn't look my youngest. I'd just look like a forearm. A leading clinic has witnessed an 80% rise in bookings for revitalizing procedures. And it's more unusual treatments taking the market by storm with nipple tucks. Nipple tucks. Great name for a band. Steve, if you could write a song called Nipple Tucks, I'd love to hear it. And chin jobs replacing tummy tucks and boob jobs. Let's go through some of them. Nipple lift involves creating several small flaps around the nipple to push it up and out to give it more definition. That starts at £2,500. Areola reduction. Wow. This is in... People are insane, right? People are stupid. This quick snip to reduce the brown area around the nipple is done under local anaesthetic. Can leave a small scar, £2,000.
I wish we'd started the show with this, sorry.
Nipple colour treatment. If you're unhappy with the colour of your nipples, the area can be tattooed to enhance the shade or make outline more even. Then they've got chin slimming, chin chiselling, the hitch lift. This involves having small threads inserted under the skin to lift and tighten baggy eyes. And the belly button lift. Dear God, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth to be taken out and replaced by shiny new veneers.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.